بسم الله النور، بسم الله نور النور، بسم الله نور على نور، بسم الله الذي هو مدبر الأمور.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين. The subject of our speech is سخاء, the concept of generosity in Islam. سخاء or سخاوت, generosity, is defined as بذل المال أو النفس فيما يجب أو ينبغي. That means giving away your life or your wealth for something which is obligatory or appropriate. In Islam, it's one of the السخاء من خصال الأنبياء. The hadith informs us that generosity is one of the attributes of the prophets. So we understand it is something which is deeply appreciated in Islam, and every mu'min person should have sakha and generosity. But it should be remembered that generosity is not when a beggar comes to you and begs and then you give away some money to him. But actually sakha and generosity is defined as السخاء ما كان ابتداء. سخاوت and generosity is what is initiated by you. فأما ما كان عن مسألة فحياء وتذمم. So we learn in the light of this hadith that if you give away to somebody after he begs, after he asks you, this is you are avoiding embarrassment. So that's not the real sakhawat and sakha and generosity. The real sakha and generosity is that you give away without being asked. This is the real sakhawat and sakha that has been appreciated in Islam and the best way of doing it. Also, it is important to note that sakhawat and sakha is not restricted to the wealth. Instead, it's related to our duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So, الجواد الذي يؤدي ما افترض الله عليه والبخيل من بخل بها بما افترض الله عليه. So, as long as we are performing our duties towards Allah, we have the jood and generosity. So generosity concept does not get isolated in giving away your money, but it's not restricted to that only, but actually performing all your obligations towards Allah is also part of the concept. But giving away is not about whatever, it's related to the halal things. If somebody makes money from the haram sources, This shall not be classified as sakha and sakhawat and generosity. ليس السخي المبذر الذي ينفق ماله في غير حقه. So the person who misspends the money is not the person who can be classified as a sakhi. So we are supposed to spend our money on places which are sanctioned and permitted by Allah the Creator, not spending our money at places which are not permitted by the Creator. So, in fact, those of the people who make money from haram sources must remember the hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, where he has said, "Man yaksibu malan min ghayri haqqihi yasrifuhu fi ghayri ajrihi." Whoever earns his money from a source which is not rightful will be spending his money at a place where he is not going to get any reward from it. And also, We find from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam saying, إِنَّ رَجُلٌ إِذَا أَصَابَ مَالًا مِنْ حَرَامٍ لَمْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْهُ حَجٌّ وَلَا عُمْرَةٌ وَلَا صِلَةُ رَحِمٍ. If a person acquires wealth from haram, his hajj is not accepted, nor his umrah, nor his silatu rahim, means him staying intact and connected with his relatives, which is one of the duties of Islam and one of the wajibat in Islam, is also not accepted. So you find people making money from haram and supporting the taghuts and supporting the taghutis. So it's not a matter of surprise that if a money is earned from haram, it is bound to be spent in haram places. If a money is earned from halal sources, it's, you know, it is most likely to be spent in the halal sources. So because the taharat gets along with taharat, and the najasat gets along with najasat. In Arabic we say al-jinsu yamilu ila jinsihi. Kunad ham jins wa ham jins parwaz. Birds of a feather flock together. You know, like jaisi qabr waise farishte. So if those who have taharat love to get along with those who have taharat of the qalb, and those who have najasat in their qalb and support the taghuts and the zalimeen will be easily ready to get along with the similar types of people. In Islam, we learn our urafa say that just like a poor person loves a kareem and sakhi and generous person, similarly, a generous person also loves a poor person. From the poor person's perspective, you know, he should remember, if he had more of the patience, the kareem and generous person would have reached him before he can reach the kareem and generous person. And from the perspective of the kareem person, it is a naqs and defect and shortfall on his behalf to have sabr and patience in this regard. Whereas when it comes to the faqir and poor person, having patience and sabr is one of the matters of kamal and perfection for his spiritual. But having sabr is an attribute which is negative in the case of a generous person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. So we are not supposed to reject the beggars. And we find in the life of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, when Salman al-Farsi finds a poor person and he knocks the door of Hazrat Zahra because he thought that this is the best place. This is the best place. He probably thought that this is the best place where he can find help, you know, in the entire city of Medina. Salman, when he knocked the door, and Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha replied, "Ya Salman, والذي بعث محمد بالحق نبيا إن لنا ثلاثا ما تعمنا." I swear to, in other words, I swear to that Allah who has sent down Prophet Muhammad as his messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's 3 days that we haven't eaten food. إن الحسن والحسين قد اضطربا علي من شدة الجوع. So Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam were also facing severe hunger. There's no food in the house of Hazrat Fatima, but she still is not ready to reject this great opportunity of khair and goodness knocking her door. So she says that وَلَكِنْ لَا أَرُدُّ الْخَيْرِ إِذَا نَزَلَ الْخَيْرُ بِبَابِي. When the goodness reaches my house. And she gave away some of her to be taken to Shamoon and to for Salman to borrow some money in lieu of that cloth of Hazrat Zahra. And Salman Farsi, when he takes the cloth of Hazrat Zahra, gives away to Shamoon, the rich guy in the city of Medina, and borrows some money in lieu of that cloth, and he purchases some bunch of dates. And before he delivered it to the poor person, he thought to himself, "Well, she just mentioned Hassan and Hussein had severe hunger. Why don't I knock the door of Hazrat Zahra and give away some of the dates to her?" So he knocks the door again and asks Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha to take away some of the dates. And she replies back, which I would like to draw your attention to this point. Ya Salman, hadha shay'un amlaynahu lillah azza wa jal. Lasna na'khudhu minhu shay'an. O Salman, this is something, in other words, we have given it for the sake of Allah. We are not going to take nothing from that. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and blessing to benefit from the great value of sakha and generosity in Islam, because Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha has said that as-sakha shajaratun fil jannah wa aqsanuha fid dunya. Sakha and generosity is a tree in the paradise and its branches are in the world. فَمَنْ تَعَلَّقَ بِغُسْنٍ مِّنْ أَخْصَانِهَا أَدْخَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever gets attached to one of its branches, it will make him enter into the paradise. May Allah bless us to follow and to practice the ma'arif and the high-level teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Thank you.